Okay, I've heard it said the Trudeau Carney Liberals made Canada safer for criminals and more dangerous for ordinary Canadians. Weaker bail, softer sentences, targeting legal gun owners, and ignoring victims while violent crime explodes across the nation. Okay, let's extrapolate that one more time. The Liberals let criminals run free so Canadians will beg for government control. It's manufactured chaos leading to lost freedoms. Is this real? Is this extreme? Or are we in the midst of it right now? Okay, well, here we go. I think I've got the right guy for the job. Matt Nanos, a.k.a. The Awakener. Hello, my friend. Good to see you again, man.
I feel like I'm getting all the tough questions.
I know. I said earlier today, when I really want to go off on a limb, I know who I can call.
Oh, you call me.
But the reason for that also is because I know that you have a real knack for the stats and patterns that we see historically.
Yes.
And I thought that today this would be a really good place for you to position yourself because I'm going to extrapolate what is actually happening and see if you can help me with it. Crime is on an increase. Let's see if I've got this right. In just the last, since 2014, and this, by the way, from the Fraser Institute, violent crime is up 44% in 10 years. Property crime up 7%. And they cite crime exploded under Trudeau and Carney already. In his short leadership, while Liberals handcuffed the police,
those seem low.
Tied judges' hands. You think so?
I think so.
Well, it's certainly in the last couple of weeks, violent crime around us in Ontario has been
now. Is all crime always reported by victims all the time?
Certainly, that's a stat we wouldn't be able to.
That's just maybe reported crimes.
Right.
Right.
And you think that there's a certain amount out there?
There's a certain amount that's probably not reported.
Well, let's go this far. So, what is causing all of these problems? Well, people are saying that we've focused on gun bans instead of the criminals. Things like the victims have been ignored in these crimes. Soft bail and sentencing, urban versus suburban divide. We haven't really framed our communities properly.
Right.
All of this leading to mass immigration with unskilled unemployment and people waiting for PR, unable to work effectively.
Some professors would argue, well, this is happening for socioeconomic conditions too, right? People don't have an opportunity anymore to make any money. People don't have an ability to find a job anymore. People don't have development, right?
Right.
You go to university and it's not really worth anything anymore. There's no purpose for anything anymore. So that's like a socioeconomic reason.
Well, we talked about this on another.
Somebody would be like, hey,
yeah.
Well, if I can't find a job, why don't I just deal drugs?
No, it is sort of the next logical step. It's very expensive to live in this province and in many, basically across Canada, it's one of the most expensive places on earth to live.
Right.
What means will you go to keep yourself safe, fed, and your family okay? It's hard to say. And so we've put people in that position, and now it has spun out of control. And
if you make somebody choose between death and life, they're going to choose life.
Yeah.
So if to protect themselves, eventually, if it gets worse, it's going to get to that point, right?
Well, I think that a couple of things have led to this myself, and then I want to talk to you about what your thoughts are on where this goes, and just spend a few minutes on that. But right now, bail is easier than ever. To become a repeat offender is almost a walk in the park, and it's almost a guided tour to your next crime. Instead of cracking down on gangs and violent criminals, we seem to have focused on restricting ordinary citizens, hunters,
right.
People who want to own a weapon for the purpose of hunting seems to be the focus. And I don't think that I've met a hunter in my life that wasn't more respectful for life, to be honest with you.
Right. I mean, I've never been to jail, but I've probably been to 2-star hotels that are probably not as bad as jail or worse than jail, I would say.
Really? You think? Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
And by the way, we don't even have enough jails here to begin with. So if we did sentence anybody and we need to put them away, we don't really have the facilities in this country, it seems, to do it. Now, as I'm saying this, we're finding out that the numbers of the population increase in Canada will grow dramatically over the next 4 or 5 years. If we're already experiencing these problems now, if our economy has already shrunk to this point, if our inflation is at this point, how long is it before crime like this is rampant?
Very soon. It's probably on a trajectory exponential, right? Kind of like it's one of those curves where the gains are kind of really slow at first, and then it just speeds up and it gets out of control very, very quickly. And like I said, the reason is like you bring all these people over, what are people going to do for jobs and work,
yeah.
right? Like jobs just don't create themselves. You have, businesses have to create jobs. That comes from demand. That comes from a whole different factors, right? If they do get into competition with other businesses, they just lower the price of, they usher in more competitiveness that shouldn't even be there, in my point of view.
If you have to put your moral cord within you aside to protect your family or to feed yourself or to get ahead, and we've reduced the amount of police, we've diminished what the courts do. In some cases, we're seeing the courts are going lenient on criminals because it might affect them getting deported. Wild right. to my mind.
Right.
You commit a crime, you should probably be deported if you're not already a citizen. But all of that seems to be giving way to this crime. And that's the government. That's our leadership saying, okay, less police, you know, easier on crime, less protection for citizens. At some point, citizens are going to do one of two things. We're going to be living in fear constantly, and then we're going to revolt, and we're going to say to the government, okay, you need to take control. We'll give you all the power you need
right.
to make us safe. Take whatever liberties we had. We don't care. We just don't want to die in the streets or in our own homes.
That sounds very much like the Russian Revolution in 1917. Right? Economic reasons in Russia, very, very poor. They had abolished serfdom, I guess, in the 1860s, and they were considered like, right, but everybody was basically in poverty there. And they were prime, like the communists revved everybody up for like, look at all this poverty, look at all this poverty, and they seize control. And then they're like, okay, well, here's your loaf of bread if you're a good citizen. If you're not, well, there's nothing for you.
Right. So people lined up.
And that's what happens in these countries, countries that are, their population are poor and they're going through a difficult time. They're easy to be manipulated through propaganda. And this propaganda leads to establishment of dictatorships. Like, you know, same thing happened obviously in Venezuela and stuff like that. Other nations, it's a study. Canada and the Western world, the USA is kind of a different story, but the Canada and the rest of the Western world are in full collapse mode, in my point of view. They're really exponentially going toward that line where...
Well, we seem to have stalled at advancing ourselves as a nation. As Canadians,
right.
You know, all of our innovation, all of our manufacturing, all of our products. We have great food control and we have great nutrition control in our country.
Our government is not interested in giving contracts for things that happen like submarines or other things to Canadian companies
right.
or giving people the resources to start Canadian companies, like people who are experienced to do this for them. They'll ship them out to other countries.
Yeah, it seems that we do like to offshore almost everything we do that has any meaning.
Right, and then we do have vast amount of resources and minerals and things that are completely unutilized that could bring economic and reverse everything, and our government is like, no, don't touch those.
I wonder if we see enough conservative in Carney that he will actually see safety of citizens as a real concern and start to enforce some change in laws.
What are your thoughts on that? Do you think it's going to happen?
No, I do not. I mean, in fact, what I think is it's going to become even more loose because in the federal budget, we don't see a huge increase or a focus financially on building prisons, on coming up with programs, on, you know, fortifying the court system.
Right. His budget that they're talking about doing in September or whatever the case may be there, I don't know. I don't know what that is planned for that. I don't know if they're going to reveal all the details, to be honest with you. I don't really trust them too, actually. I think the budget that they'll come up with will not stick to that whatsoever. I believe all the budgets that Trudeau came with, like they didn't stick to those budgets whatsoever.
No, and I think that we're even sort of an annual report on how things rounded up with Trudeau
right.
hasn't even been reported. Now, I agree with you. I think right now, that bureaucracy at the top level is scrambling to understand how they're going to present a budget that looks reasonable.
Because that could be the case. The bureaucracy could be establishing a budget that makes them stay in power because otherwise they would face a non-confidence vote. And then after the budget is tabled, they don't follow any of the protocols.
Right.
Right.
They just stick to their own plan.
Or, which then becomes...
Don't have a plan.
Well, I mean, that's really the discussion at the end of this. Like, do people want to believe that this is planned, or people want to believe this is not planned?
Is this planned chaos?
Is it incompetence, or is it planned? That's the Russian roulette kind of, you have to pick.
How do we find clues, do you think, that to tell us one way or the other?
Telltale signs. If it's, in my point of view, if it's just a little bit of corruption here and there, it's normal. I don't think that any society can really continue to sustain itself without some sound of corruption. There's going to be. It's just, yeah. Right, there's going to be some.
It's just one of the spices in the pot.
But if there's a lot, then it's like, okay. And there's enough dicey things going on right now where things don't make sense, where people should really clue into that something is really going on. But that's just up for the, you know, the average person to kind of explore for themselves, I would say.
What does your gut tell you we see over the next 3 or 4 years here in Canada on this topic of safety? And do you think that we end up with some form of castle law that is a Canadian version of it? Do you think that the gun laws change? I mean, do we want the Wild West? Do we want castle law?
This is really an interesting discussion. The current government in power, I guess, in Canada, you would think they would have to start changing things and do things good for us to stay in power, because the average person has got to the point where half of people are like, okay, this is not cool. But it could go either way. It could go to the point where they pretend to do things for us, but they're not, and they kind of institute their own social safety nets. Mm-hmm. Right. Well, we're not going to give you guns, but we'll put a police person on every single corner.
Yeah,
right.
Right. In other words, we'll put our institution instead of you managing your own safety.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And the government can't manage anything, to be honest with you. The government should basically not manage anything other than national defense, because they're just incompetent at everything. So, yeah, it's an interesting question. I think Carney and his liberals will do whatever it's to stay in power. I don't think that they're going to go anywhere.
I kind of feel like they've got a stranglehold at the moment.
I think they're going to lie. I think that they're going to table a budget.
I
think that they're not going to follow the budget whatsoever. The budget will be tabled to stay in control, to avoid non-confidence votes. But their period of time right now is everything is being done to not avoid removal from power at whatever cost.
Thanks for being the voice of reason once again in my day. I appreciate it.
I love you, Mike.
Look, find out more about The Awakener at theawakener.ca and follow along there as well. This is a guy who did history and watches the future globally. Some of it is terrifying, but today you made it a little easier for me to rest tonight. It doesn't seem like we're in imminent danger.
I do my best.
Thanks, Matt. Okay, we'll catch you next time right here on The Daily Cancel. Don't forget to share it with a friend. They may not like it. I don't know. But we would certainly love to hear from you. We'll take your likes, dislikes, comments, and what the heck, make a donation if you'd like as well. We appreciate it. We'll see you next time.